insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته brothers and sisters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to benefit from a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
Ya bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum wa awfu bi'ahdi ufi bi'ahdikum wa iyaya tarhabun. وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين.
We began explaining the verses that deal with the where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to address the Jews in this surah, Surah Baqarah, which we said this is the first encounter of the Prophet with the Jews, and these verses are addressing them. We should realize or understand that these verses, there's different aspects of them. One of those aspects is that some of these points that are mentioned are addressed to the Jews are actually beneficial to us. The first point that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Holy Prophet to tell them, is that remember the blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon them. We're talking about, and we explained how important it is for us to remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Muslims. This verse is addressing the Jews, but it's a general command. We have other cases in the Holy Quran that addresses us too. We should always, at all points, remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the blessings that are the spiritual blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and keeps on giving to us. The prophets, the guidance that has come through the prophets, through the imams, we should remember those blessings and not forget them. In this verse addressing to the Druze, remember that blessing. Remember that so many prophets were from your tribe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you so much guidance, as some of the following verses will tell us in some more detail, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, that I preferred you over others of mankind. Remember those blessings. This is the first point. Now the result of that, when we remember that God has given us all these blessings, then that is, the result of it is, He is our Lord, which means whatever He says, we should accept. And that is the meaning of وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي, fulfill my oath, the oath that you all have taken. Now this oath has been mentioned a number of times in the Holy Quran in a number of ways. One of those, the oaths that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about, there's a mithaq that has been mentioned about the children of Israel, the Jews, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a few verses says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَهُمْ, that there's an oath that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken. They're referring to the Ten Commandments as we know it, or as some have counted, there's 12 of them there. But anyhow, but there's a more general ahd that this could also be referring to, that actually the Ten Commandments falls under that. And that is the general oath of obeying and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He says. Those commandments that were given, whatever command came from God, listening to that, acting according to that, accepting that, that is an oath that another verse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to in another verse, addressing mankind in general, Bani Israel and other people as well, that all of you have taken an oath, and that is to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This oath is an oath that I briefly hinted here. Through our creation, we don't remember any time, you know, anyone taking an oath from us, God taking an oath through an angel or something that you should listen to me. No, this oath is through the creation of human beings. We were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything we have is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. He is our Lord. That means we should listen to whatever He tells us. This is the oath. So وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ, remember the blessings, remember that God has given you these blessings, and fulfill your oath. If you do that, I will fulfill my part of this oath, which is the relationship that we have in this world, or the relationship between this world and the hereafter. Whatever we do here, if we do good, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give us a eternal life of happiness in the hereafter. He will give us the blessing of guidance in this world. He will give us many other blessings that we don't have time to explain here. So that is the share that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُوفِ بِعَهْدِكُمْ, you fulfill your share, I will fulfill my share. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْهَبُونَ, and only fear me. Do not fear anyone else. Only fear me. This is very important, brothers and sisters, that first of all, we should remember there is no reason to fear anyone but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? To fear anyone in this sense, I mean, that does not mean that we should walk in the middle of the street, cars are going back by really fast, and we shouldn't look and like, oh, okay, nothing's going to happen to me, God's saving me. No, that's stupidity. That's not being brave. That's not being fearless. No. The fear that, that's being careful to, when we want to cross the street, to look around when there's danger, we look around. That danger for our health, for our well-being, has been put there in the cause and effect system of this world. If there's a huge body of iron, which is a car, hits you at this certain speed, you're gonna die. That's the system that has been installed in this world, on earth. That's not being fearless. The fear that is talked about is considering anyone the source of power. Examples are, I'll give you an example of this, that in the time, if one is living under a tyrant, a tyrannic government, a ruler, a dictator that is cruel, and because of fearing him, people do not fulfill their responsibilities. They leave all the responsibilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put on their shoulders. For instance, if there is a leadership that is there, like at the time of the Holy Prophet, if the people would have feared the people around them, those who had power around them, that is the fear that is being talked about here. Do not fear anyone else. Nobody else. There's no reason to be fearful of anyone else, because the fact is, as I mentioned before in these sessions, that if anyone can harm me, this is all over our narrations, all over the Holy Quran. This is the meaning of Tawheed. If anything is going to harm me, okay, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowing it to happen. He has told me, and that's my test, He has told me you have to fulfill this responsibility. Okay. Now, if that's going to have that, if that means if I fulfill that responsibility, others are going to harm me, then that doesn't mean I shouldn't continue doing my and fulfilling my responsibility. If I do what's right, then some of these governments are going to keep me or going to give me a hard time, or going to take away some of my property. Should I stay away from what God has told me to do just because of that? No. Of course, I want to emphasize that not all of the commands of God are like that. For instance, some like fasting, okay, or prayer. If you fast, that's going to give you an ulcer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not asked you to do that. But if there is an oppressive government, an oppressive rulership that is oppressing all these people intellectually and physically, killing innocent people, misleading innocent people from the true path, misguiding them, then there's a responsibility on the shoulders of those who know, who can do something to get together. There's going to be hardship, there's going to be difficulties on this path, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to do that. We've been commanded to fulfill that responsibility. So it's only the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we should have. There's no reason to fear anyone. That's the fact. We fool ourselves. We start to think that others have independent powers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says, no, don't think like that. Think and believe in the reality and what is right. And that is that you should only fear the punishment of God, because that is going to be the punishment that will be eternal. If one denies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if one is kafir, is rejecting the authority of God, then they will be having eternal punishment. And that punishment, as has been explained and described in some of the verses of the Holy Quran, is beyond what we can think of, beyond the hardships that anyone can think of in this world. So this is not that is the hardships, that is the punishment that we should fear, not the punishments and the hardships that we will be taking from the people on earth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our faith and our belief so we can reach that stage, inshallah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, 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 ya Allah, Allah. Subhanallah.